Hey folks, Dan Farrow here with your update for today. Here's why I thought I would talk about this video. We see the markets, they're all over the map. One day we have the Dow Jones, like Monday, that's down 900 points, and we have Tuesday, it was up 1,000 points, and we have the next day, it's up another 1,000 points. So what we're trying to figure out is what in the heck's going on behind the scenes. So what I want to talk to you guys about today is I want to put a lot of this into context. I do have a good degree in economics. That doesn't make me an expert at any of this. So you guys, if you would chime in down here, but I want to explain to you guys kind of what's happening or what my thoughts are in regards to stocks, bonds, real estate, interest rates, cryptocurrencies, and the works. Check out, please comment down below as you board, and let me know where you're coming from. But here's what we're going to talk about in today's video. Let's get over to the nuts and bolts of this thing. Okay, so here's where mortgage rates are. I'm just going to go through my caption and kind of what I do each day when we go through this report. So right now we got mortgage rates. They're down 4 ticks. On the day, and then you go over to the stock market. The stock market was up, I think it was like 1,000 points earlier today, and now it's only down 400 points, but we'll take that. You go over to the MBS market. Here, let me refresh that data so we can get a new read on what the MBS market is doing right here. Let's check this out. And we have the MBS market right now up 16 ticks. So let's go back. Mortgage rates, yeah, they'll stay about there. They might drop just a little bit based on today's market. Here's the data I want to start getting into, and here's the uncertainties that I have. Okay, so all the what's going on in the market has a predicated on the tariffs, and now it's Trump versus the Federal Reserve, so that really doesn't give us the dynamics of how corporations are doing and things like that. And I would love any feedback that you guys have down below, but let me know as you come on board where you're watching from. So here's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about stocks. We're going to talk about the bond market, what interest rates are going to do. We're going to also talk about Bitcoin. So if everybody's fleeing the markets, they're wanting to go to safety. Well, the last thing I'd be putting my money in is into Bitcoin. So Bitcoin's on a rally that we're seeing right now as well. And now we're starting to see even Zillow. Zillow turns full-blown housing market bear. Just look at the forecast. And when you look at the forecast, I wouldn't say it's full-blown bear. They're just going to say the market's going to be just completely stagnant. Yeah, but this kind of gets more eye-catching appeal, I guess. Then we're going to go over and start looking at earnings reports. And this is going to tell us a lot about, how the stock market should be valuing things and what's going on there. So we're going to talk about that as well. And then there's some interesting things that we're going to talk about. We also created a portfolio, the rate update portfolio. We created this last September. And here's what our returns are so far. You go through this, and we're going to go through this as well. Look at this one right down through here, BITX. It's up 83% from September. What is it? Well, we're going to talk about that as well. Then we're going to talk about what the Federal Reserve, what they control, what they monitor. And then over through here, we want to talk about the yield curve. And the biggest reason that President Trump and the federal chairman are battling right now is, I think, right through here. This is the yield curve, and it's getting inverted, and it's getting inverted even more as longer-term rates come down. So you're confused on everything I'm talking about. Well, let's go back to the beginning. Let's just explain and try to explain what's going on in the markets. So what's happening in the market right now is we saw, the tariffs finally hit. But if you watch the mainstream media, you watch like CNBC or something like that, it's kind of every day they're just picking a position. One day when the market's down, they're jumping on that bandwagon. And now today the market's up, now they're jumping on, oh, earnings are great and everything else. So I just wanted to put a lot of things into context. What is the Federal Reserve looking at and monitoring? What is the president, what are my thoughts of what he's trying to do and his cabinet's trying to do? So what is that going to do to the national debt? That then's going to flow down to all the other stuff behind the scenes. So what we want to focus in on too is if tariffs come in, and let's just say they're not as bad as everybody expects, because you could see what happens in the market when they just come back and say, well, they're not going to be as bad, and we have a 2,000-point rally in the market. What happens if they're not so bad? So we want to look at just the economics or the economy just to kind of put a perspective off everything. So let's get over to it. So anybody have any comments yet we can check in on? And if you want me to look into something like a stock or an index or just a question on like an investment or something like that. Folks, I'm not an investment person. I don't have any license. licensing for it. I have a mortgage license. That's it. So everything we talk about here, please use for educational and entertainment purposes. I'm going to tell you and show you kind of things behind the scenes on what I own and why I own them. You can agree or disagree, and we're going to show you, you know, the results of these things. And it's truly what I've done. If you want to check this data, we'll go back in my YouTube video history and you can check all the data that we have. So let's get over to it. Let's see where are you guys coming from today. So let's get, we have one from Oregon. saying nuts, man. Zillow has become, let's see what we got here. Parker C, thanks for joining us. Oh, we got, I'm not sure who that is. Chad and Marcel. Zillow has become very bearish if you look at their predictions for all major cities. Yeah, we're going to take a look at that here in a second, but thanks for bringing that up. The other piece of this is, could you touch base on mortgage points in the future videos if you get a chance? We can actually talk about that in today when we're talking about rates and everything else, because everybody now, you know, if it was 2-3 years ago, nobody's paying any fees or points or anything. Nowadays, with the rates the way they are, everybody's trying to buy down that rate. I'll give you my feedback on that here later when we start talking about rates a little more in depth. But here's my thoughts behind a lot of this stuff is, let's just kind of dive into the data. Okay, so we have the Dow Jones today. It's up 400 points. It was up, I think, 1,000 points yesterday. So it's up 1,500 points in 2 days. Monday, it was down 900. Is that a stable market? Is that a confident market? No. You go over to the VIX, and this was at like 35 recently. What the VIX is, and you're going to see it right through here, this is, think of this as the blood pressure on Wall Street. So if this gets high, just think of a, you know, if you have a parent or a spouse or something like that with high blood pressure, and then the blood pressure goes up, they kind of turn into a real jerk, right? Well, that's what this happens. So anything that happens on Wall Street is going to get exponentially, you know, represented in these numbers, I guess is the best way that I say. So any little tiny bit of information is going to really cause a market skew. So we see a market that's really all over the place right now. And again, it's all about the Federal Reserve and the president. Let's go over to the bond market. Here's what we're seeing in the bond market. Now let's look at the bonds. Now this is what mortgage rates are tied to, this bond right through here. It's a mortgage-backed security. If we go to a, let's just go to a two-day chart, okay? Look at this gap. So when this, so you understand what we're looking at right now, this is a chart of the mortgage-backed security price. Okay, the price is right through here. Usually bonds, when you're looking at them, they'll show you the yield, kind of like what the 10-year treasury shows over here. When you're looking at any other rates, you usually get the yield. So the 10-year treasury is 4.39 or 4.386. We're going to come back to that in a second because I want to show you, or that's what we're going to talk about, where mortgage rates should be. Okay, in a normal market over history, where should mortgage rates be? And then I'm trying to take that and add in a risk premium to let you guys know where should rates really be once all the smokes and mirrors kind of gets dissolved in a lot of this. So this is what we're going to focus in on. But look, it's just like a 5-day chart. It's all over the map. And again, as this goes down, rates are going up. So if you locked in down here, that's too bad. And then you went up here, you could have locked and got a better rate. Well, now rates are getting worse again. So this is basically how the market's been over the last 4 or 5 days. This is also crazy because the bond market never reacts like this. The stock market, yes, it can react like this. Does the bond market usually? No. Okay, so they're saying, well, because of the tariffs, a lot of people are pulling their money out of stocks. They're pulling their money out of bonds. Where are they putting it if they're pulling it out of both? Because what normally happens in historical natures and in investing is when you have a portfolio of money and you have it in, you know, stocks per se, and then you get out of stocks, you're like, okay, and you're in a waiting period to figure out where do you invest your money. You're going to put it in an instrument that's going to give you a yield with virtually no risk, because if you wanted the risk, you just stay in the stock market. So what people usually do is they pull their money out of the stocks and they start putting them into bonds. When you start seeing a deterioration in bonds and stocks, where's the money going? Well, a lot of them are just going into short-term positions. They might just move right over into cash to be able to jump, especially the volatility that we have in today's market. Because if you put it in another instrument, then you have to get it out an hour later. It kind of gets, you know, there might be transactional costs. So that's what we're seeing in the bond market right now. There's array everywhere there. But here's the difficult thing. Here's what Bitcoin's doing. So if you want to move your money out of a risky asset like stocks and you want to move it into something, you know, of less risk, well, you're sure is not going to pick Bitcoin. Okay, so why is Bitcoin now rallying? So are people, a lot of countries, let's think of it this way, and I'll start doing my research on this. Let's say a lot of countries start to sell the dollar. because they're pissed off the United States and they want to get retaliation. So they might go in and say, okay, we're going to put our in some other investment. There's really no bond funds out there that we really like right now. So what other instrument can we put it into? Well, again, they could put it into Bitcoin, but it's surely not a safe haven. So why is more and more money going into this risky asset? I do own it. I am going to show you a position. That's actually the position. We are up 86% in 6 months. I'll show you that in our portfolio. So we go over to the next thing. The Zillow turns negative. Well, yeah, but let's go down through it. Okay, once again, Zillow has downgraded a 12-month forecast for national prices. On Wednesday, Zillow economists published their updated forecast model projecting that the U.S. housing market will fall 1.7%. Okay, so that's what they're predicting. Before it was they were going to go up 2%. Okay, so is it huge volatility there? No, and I'm starting to see all these videos. Once again, the market's going to get worse than 2008, and they continue to use that 2008 analogy on the housing crash, but you got to know your history, folks. So go back and figure out why 2008 happened, and you'll understand it's not even close to being the same situation that we're in right now. So the housing market's going to be, even I can tell you on here, the purchase contracts coming in right now, usually we are swamped. They're trickling in. Okay, they're trickling in. A lot of people are reaching out to us for refinances because back about a year and a half ago, interest rates hit about 8.2. And now people are being able to reprieve that. Even when rates are in, you know, high sixes, they're still able to refinance and save some money. So we'll go over some techniques on how you can do that as well. So the last thing we want to look at is here's the earnings report. And this is mostly, I think 25% of the S&P 500 companies are actually reporting this week. So this is one thing we wanted to look at, but here's the tough thing is these don't yet have the tariffs built in. So, but let's go in and look at how healthy some of these companies are. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to click some of these companies. I don't even know who half of these are. We're going to click through them and you're going to see right over in this area how they did. So let's see if anybody, you know, Tesla came out yesterday and it was dismal. Looking down over here, it was down. I got to put them on my cheaters. I'm an old fella. But if you look down through there, their earnings per share was down 34%, but their stock was up. Why? Well, their stock got hammered over the last 6 to 8 months. Ever since he kind of took on that Doge position, people were just dumping Tesla. But if you go through a lot of these others, let's go to Verizon. You can go over to here and we'll just look at the colors. Here's their revenues. It was steady. Their earnings, revenues, and earnings per share. Okay, still intact. I'm just going to click through these. Let's see if these are green or red. So let's 3M, green. This other one, green. This other one, green. This other one, green. I don't see any reds. So the tough thing is the markets, oh, there's a red. I don't know, SYF. How about Hal? Maybe Halliburton. They're green. So here's my take. And again, I'm not a doom and gloom guy, but if you go back at history and even look at, you know, the Great Depression and the crash of the market back then, it was kind of manipulated if you actually look at it. So I'm not saying the market is right now going to crash or manipulate or anything else, but just there's a lot of funny things going on. And Jim Cramer, even the other day, and I was watching his show, I just watched when he's talking about bonds. He said kind of something to the same situation. And I'm like, that's kind of eerie because it just seems like the market's so volatile. Is it just a regular consumer? You know, when I was in my 20s and 30s, I learned over time. I'm going to show you or tell you my thinking on how I invest here in a minute. But I just lost my train of thought. But that's, oh. After doing my own trades for so many years, when I was in 20s and my 30s and so forth, you know, when I would see these trades going on, like this week, you see the Dow Jones down 900 points. You know, most average traders, they're just going to sell. They're going to panic and sell. Then the next day, you see the market going up 1,000% and 1,000 points. And then you see a lot of these tech stocks also going up 15, 20, 30%. So you jump back in and you buy those. Then the next day, the stock market drops, you know, another 1,000 points. So then you remove that. Then it's like you just chase your tail. Folks, I've been there. And you're losing a lot of money on transactionals. And then also what you're doing is you're buying high, selling low. It's just, it's that, you'll do it. Trust me. So one of the things, and let's start talking now in specifics. So let's go into where mortgage rates are going to be. That's why you're here. Then we're going to go into the stock market. I'm going to go into real estate, and then I'm just going to go over some stock holdings and just give you guys some insight on what my thinking is right now and what I'm investing in and the whys behind it. So let's get over to it. Here's where mortgage rates are. And if you watch my show every day, my expectations are these are going to range right in here. You're going to get a relief rally. You'll be at maybe 6.75. It'll bump up to 7, and then it'll go back to 6.75, and it'll bump up. And I used to trade Bitcoin that way. It would go from, like 40 to 60, and then back to 40, and then back to 60, and it would just move all over the place. So I started learning that's kind of the same thing that mortgage rates are doing right now. So that's where the short term is going to be. The midterm is basically going to be dependent on the rest of this stuff. What happens with China? What happens with the tariffs? What happens with Ukraine and Russia? What happens in the Europe over in Gaza? What are these tariffs really going to do? Are companies going to really end up paying for it? These are all the things that there's a complete question mark on top of this right now. And that's the situation that people are seeing right now. So let's go to the stock market. Here's my take on this. I think things are very well priced right now. The average PE is much lower than it was before. Okay. And no earnings reports are really coming in bad. And a lot of projections, a lot of people might be telling you otherwise. But if you really learn, you read into a lot of the data and watch the news every night and earnings reports and everything, mostly a lot of data that's coming out for revenue in the future is also not saying there's going to be huge cuts in production and in growth there. Now, there are a lot of shipments from China that's really not coming here because of, the tariffs and everything short term. But I think that's going to be just a short term thing. That's my thought, my hopes. And let's put the white elephant on the table. President Trump, he's got an ego. Okay, we all know that. He's not gonna go down as the president where the stock market crashed, real estate crashed. He's a real estate guy. Is he going to let real estate crash? Okay. He's a crypto guy now too. Is he going to let crypto crash? Okay. So if you have his mindset, do you want to be known for any bad news or any market corrections or crashes? No. Okay. So he's got a very good cabinet, I think, in place. And you guys might disagree with me. If I had a company, a lot of these people would be in play, or if I could get them, I'd put a lot of these people in place. No, it's not the average government people you think of, but you got to run this as a business. And that's just my take on it because we're funding this thing with our taxpayer money. So we should have some say in this. So how they do it, that's who everybody votes in. But that's my take on the cabinet and the presidential situation right now. And that's kind of what I'll say about the presidency. All right, so we go over to the bond market. Here's what I'm going to talk about mortgage rates. So if we go over to this right through, I did a chat GPT, where to go, right? Oh man, it's in here somewhere, folks. Right through here. So here's what I want to explain to everybody where mortgage rates should be. Okay, so if you're going to fast forward anywhere on this video, if you're watching it at another time, where are mortgage rates going to be? Here's what history is telling us. Okay, so here's over the past 50 years, the average interest rate spread between the 10-year US Treasury and mortgage-backed securities, the MBS, on the 30-year fixed is 1.5, and over a long term, it's 1.7%. So what this is telling us over history, mortgage rates would be this. You take the 10-year Treasury, let's go over to this. We got the 10-year Treasury right through here. Okay? So where that is, we're going to add 1.7 to that. What does that give you? 6.09. That's where mortgage rates should historically be, even on the slightly higher side, because the average is 1.5 and lately it's been 1.7. This should be 6. Okay, where are they? 6.9. So we're about 100 basis points over where rates should be. Okay, so here's the conflict. So if you want to highlight another section of this, the conflict between the Federal Reserve and President Trump is right here. And I'm going to explain it to you and the ramifications of a lot of these things. So do I approve with kind of both of what they're doing? I do. I hate to say it, but here's what we're looking at. Okay, so let's get over to here. Here is the yield curve. You hear about the yield curve, what is it, so forth. So basically it's this. Short-term government bonds are over in this column. Okay, and long-term bonds are over in here. Okay. So what happens is, just think of it, if you want to invest your money, if you want to invest your money for a week, you know, if somebody pays you 1 or 2%, you're like, sweet. Okay. But if you want to tie up your money for 5 years, you're like, okay, I want 5, 6, 7%. So the longer the duration of time you want your money tied up, the higher the yield or rate of return you want. Well, here's what the problem is right now. The Federal Reserve, they control, we'll just say they kind of manipulate or they have influence on the front end of this yield curve. So that, again, this is short-term rates and long-term rates. How this curve should look, well, let's go back in time. Let's go back to 2010 and just see where they look. That's what it should look like. You have short-term rates here, and as the time duration goes longer, you have higher rates. Okay, but let's fast forward to where we are today. These rates are higher than even 2 year. Look at we have the 1 month rate higher than a 1 year, a 2 year, a 3 year, a 4 year, a 5 year. It's not supposed to be that way. So what President Trump is saying is, well, the 10-year Treasury is controlling the back end, and me and my cabinet and Secretary of Treasury Bessent and everybody, we're trying our darndest to bring this down. But Powell, if you don't do anything with this, well, we're going to have a flattened yield curve, and that's not how it's supposed to be, and that screws up everything. Okay, so what he's asking or trying to implement is, you need, Mr. Powell or Federal Chair President, you need to bring down your short-term rates. Well, Powell then is coming back and saying, well, Mr. President, here's the rate that we control. This is the 4.25. This is the federal funds rate, the only instrument the Federal Reserve controls. Okay, and you have inflation. This is the inflation number that the Federal Reserve watches. This is the economy at a glance. The PCE is their number one inflation measure they watch. Okay, so this number should kind of be equal. Okay, so it's the inflation rate, the federal funds rate should be basically the same as the inflation rate, okay? So if inflation's at 2.5, well, let's say it's at 3. Worst case scenario, it's at 3, but it's truly at 2.5 right now, the PCE. But then we have tariffs thrown on top of this. So then I'm Mr. Chairman of the Federal Reserve. I'm sitting here saying, I don't know what's going to happen to inflation. We got it in check now. You know, we got 2.5 now, but with all these tariffs, you're going to, after China, 200% tariffs. What's it going to do? So that's the conundrum. So if I'm the Federal Reserve Chairman, I'm saying, Mr. President, I don't know what you're doing. As soon as I know what you're going to do and where they end up, well, then I can make all my decisions. So I hate saying I'm on both of their sides. You know, should Powell reduce the rates? Well, yeah, because they're way overinflated, and you can see that again from the yield curve. You know, they should be basically flat. So that's where we are. So until the Federal Reserve lowers the short end of the yield curve, it's going to be a mess out there. And this is what's causing a lot of conflicts. And when you see this as an investment, if you see this bond, this yield curve actually flatten and the yields go way down here, bank stocks, financial stocks are a great investment to make because they make spreads on the money from here. They lend short term and they charge you long term. So as these spreads get bigger, their profit margins get bigger. Just a food for thought on that one. So that's the take on that. So if you guys have any questions, please jump in. I'd love to have you join in and ask any questions that you have. So we'll keep going. We have we got the MBS charts. So, okay, we'll go back to the MBS thing. So here's what we're talking about. The average 1.7 over the long term, higher than the 10-year treasury. Why is there a spread exist? Well, credit risk. Treasuries are considered risk-free. Mortgages carry a default. Prepayment risk. If a homeowner refinances their mortgage, well, that part of the MBS or that part of that bond portfolio gets paid off. Liquidating, structuring different debts. Okay, that's another area. The spreads, visual aids. So there's all kind of reasons for this, but right now it's just the risk spread. It's the markets don't know what to do. They're like, are these tariffs going to be way inflationary or are they not? Okay, so that's the take that I have on so far on interest rates, mortgage rates, the stock market. Let's get over to the stock market, what we're thinking there. So let's get over to our portfolio, and if you guys have any questions on this, let me know. But we created a portfolio right September of last year, and what I did is so many people would leave down in the description, Dan, I have no money, you know, woe was me, I'm broke, I don't know what to do or whatever. So my thought was, you know, maybe we can just ramp up our education because the schools aren't doing it, the colleges aren't doing it. I want to just teach you the basics of this stuff. Okay, so what we're going to talk about right now is just stocks briefly. And my channel, we talk about real estate. So if you want to, you know, find out anything on real estate, if you're looking to build, you're looking to buy or refinance, please reach out to me. You can go to our website, theRateUpdate.com. You can email me personally at Dan@theRateUpdate.com. But here's a stock portfolio that I just want to go over with you guys. If you have, you know, the first thing in basically life is you need to get on a budget. Okay, so the number one thing we're going to start talking about on Stock Talk is getting on a budget. Okay, what I also want you to do is get out of debt. You know, especially, well, we'll have different debt. You're probably most likely always going to have a car payment. I even have one myself. Credit cards, we want to eliminate those. Okay, student loan debt, that's just a necessary evil. You know my take on that, and no disrespect to anybody. I don't think student loan debt should be forgiven. I paid my tuitions. I paid all three of my children's tuitions, and I just think if you elect to take that path, then you have to, you know, hopefully you put in the effort to get that degree. And then that effort and all those, that hard work is paying off it for you at the end, getting that job that you were on your path to take. So that's my take on that. So let's get over to stocks right now. Here's my thinking. We just went over how the financial reports on, you know, many of these companies through here, and we could just keep clicking and seeing, you know, is it red or green? It doesn't look like any companies are really crashing right now. All right. You also look at things like, you know, what the Federal Reserve looks like, the PCE that we just spoke about, but the unemployment rate's 4.2. Everybody keeps saying, well, if these tariffs are as bad as we think, they could go to 5. Well, if they're not, it can go down from here. So if is a big word. So if they're going to do this, maybe they won't. Okay, then we have GDP, gross domestic production. How much is the economy actually producing? And this is positive. It was a 2.4. People are saying it might go down to 1.7, but it still looks like a healthy economy. Well, now you're going from, you know, people are saying there's a recession, then the flip thing is going to be a stagflation and all these other things. But you have this as the numbers. And the reason why I'm talking about this, I want to show you the economics or the financials of the economy right now, other than if you just pick, you know, basically a channel that you want to pick. If you look at the numbers recently, the unemployment numbers are coming in really nice. We have earnings reports and even forecasts that continue to come in okay. We have a jobs market that added 250,000 new jobs the last reading. We're going to have a new unemployment rate or new least unemployment data coming out this week to see how the jobs numbers look like. So if that's not being decimated, maybe just, we're just in a normal pattern period where we can just move on. You know, maybe the market doesn't have to go up 30, 40, 50%. Maybe the stock market could go up on average 7, 8% like it did in history. Home prices go up 4 or 5%. You never got rich on your house. If you stayed there 20 years and paid it off, you'd have some cash there, but you really never, you know, got a ton of money in your home. You know, it does create wealth generationally, and that's what a lot of people do. Even in the stock market, I still think, you know, things are very price value is there, depending on it, but you have to do your research. So let's scroll back to this portfolio that we're talking about. So here's the portfolio that we have, and I just want to go through these. Last week, or about a week and a half ago, we added a position, and this is steel. Okay, and why did I do steel? Well, this is a steel ETF. So the first thing you might be asking me is, Dan, what is an ETF? Well, an ETF is actually a basket of stocks in this sector. Okay, this sector is in regards to steel. So if you wanted to invest in steel, what we did is we went through a whole analysis and we used AI and dug down to what is the best steel investment in this market. And this is what it gave us. So right now, let's go back to our portfolio. We're going to click this portfolio in the rate update, and we created this thing. And I think I can even go back and show you when it was created. So let's just go back. This is Berkshire Hathaway. I just want to show you when we bought these things, if it tells us. Let's see. I know it does tell me in here somewhere, if we can find that. Let's see. Open, close, positions, holdings. Let's go to our holdings. So this one we bought, let's see if it'll tell us all these when we bought. Probably gonna tell you, let's see. Well, let's just go back. Here, let me go back. Every time I go live to do this, this always gives me trouble. But we'll try to find that in another one. I won't waste your time now on this. But here's what I want to show you guys. Here's a portfolio that we created. So if you want to, in the future, you ever see me going on live where I talk stock talk, this is what we talk about. I just do the basic. I explain to you guys, you know, how to even open an account. What we talked about this time is how do you use AI to find an investment? So what we did is we just put into AI. And here's why I chose steel, just so you understand. We have all these tariffs coming in. And you know President Trump, he wants auto. He wants auto back here. And the biggest piece of auto is steel. Okay? I grew up in right outside of Pittsburgh, and it was the steel mill towns when I grew up in the 70s. So that's what it was. And it manufactured steel, and it pumped out of there, and there was smoke coming out, and they took it right to Detroit and built cars. Okay? So you know he wants automotive back, and he wants the steel mills back. Okay, so steel's going to do well, because what's going to happen is steel prices here are going to go up. See, I've talked to a lot of manufacturers and people in the business, and they're like, yeah, and when tariffs go up, we know prices are going up, so we'll jack it up a little bit, not crazy, to get, you know, increase our profit margins a little bit. So that's one of the reasons why I brought steel, and the SLX is a basket, and then, well, an ETF, so which is a basket of steel stocks. So that's why I bought it. You go to FUTY, and this right here is the utility index. You might be able to see that right through there, and it tells you what's that doing. That's the only one that we're really not doing too well on. Total gain or loss, minus 0.48. So on SLX, just I think we did that 2 weeks ago, we're up 3%. XLF is a basket of financial stocks. It is up 6% since we did this. And again, that was approximately in September. BRKB, this is Berkshire Hathaway. If you ever heard of Warren Buffett, this is his fund. This is, well, I'll say it's his stock, but it is a fund. There's companies in here from all over the world, all dynamics. If I had one investment, just one investment to put my money in, it'd be Berkshire Hathaway. I would just set up an account like with Schwab, something cheap, and just buy $50 every paycheck and put it into Berkshire Hathaway and don't look back. That would probably be your most prudent investment of all times. Now, the risky stocks, and this is why I tell people, you know, why did people move? If they're looking into a safe haven right now, you're sure as heck not going to move into Bitcoin. So let's go over to our Bitcoin holdings, and we are up 83%. 83% since we did this. Let me see. There's got to be. Oh, here it is. We bought on 9/9 of 2024. We bought one share at $24.01, and it is currently total cost. I don't know. It's not giving us the total cost of what it is today. Last price, $44.30. So we did very well on that trade. We can go back through here too, so I can show you that 9/9. See, 9/9. I wasn't lying to you. 4.59. Now it's 5.26. XLF, 9/9. 44. Is it 47? Foody. We bought in 10/9 at 50. Is it? That's the only one we're down, and we're down about 20 cents. SLX, we bought on 4.13. $56 a share. We are up 3.6% in a matter of, what is that, a week. Not bad returns. So this is where I do it. I don't come out here and preach to you guys every day, you know, the world's falling. Here's what my goal is on my channel, my true goal, and we can leave it at this. I want you guys to be educated on this stuff. You see a lot of channels where people are saying, oh, the market's going to crash, or real estate's going to crash, and all that. But what are you learning? Okay, the stock market's going to crash. Okay, how do you capitalize on that? The housing market's going to crash. Well, it hasn't, and I don't think it's going to, but what's in it for you? So what I try to help you on this channel do is learn this stuff, and then hope you realize, you know, or you get to the point where, you know, maybe you need, you're looking to build, buy, or refinance a home, and that's where I come into play. Okay, so my name is Dan Frio. Here's my website. I'll just show you what my website is. Our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders, because I'm actually a federally licensed mortgage loan officer, but the bank I work at is actually set up with 33 other lenders. And that's the reason why I joined them. They asked me to come on board and help them grow, so I did. So we're a federally chartered bank, so I'm licensed all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. But the unique thing is we have 33 lenders in basically that we're working with. So by going to theRateUpdate.com, putting in an application, you'll be working with me, with our bank, and all 33 other lenders. So think 34 lenders you're going to work with from one website, one application, one credit pool. So let's see if you have any other questions for me. But if you were looking at real estate at all, please visit me down through here. There's a lot of YouTube videos right through here as well. So if you're a homeowner right now and you're looking to me for me to track your interest rate, well, click the Rate Watch tool. You're going to click in there. Folks, we don't sell your data. I promise you. You're going to fill in this information right through here. What you're going to do is tell me what kind of mortgage you have, what the loan amount is, and what rate you're at. What rate do you want to refinance? And when it gets there, I'll call you. Here's how I do this. It's pretty simple. You plug in your information in this, it goes into an Excel spreadsheet on my laptop, and I work on it every day. So if your number hits, I'll be calling you that day. We don't sell it. I don't even upload your data to another site because I don't want that data to be stolen. So that's what we do with your information. But you can find out a bunch of other videos down through here. If you're a first-time home buyer, check out that. It gives you all the steps of buying that first house. If you're a disabled vet, please check out this program. I'd love to be able to assist you with your loan. And then there's a whole bunch of other information down through here. But if you'd like to reach me personally, you can do that at emailing me at dan@therateupdate.com. That'll do it for today, folks, unless you guys have some questions for me. So let's see if Parker's on here. This is literally free game. So not sure what you're talking about, bud, but hopefully you find some value in these channels. I apologize when I come on. I'm not probably the most smoothest person bringing this video or bringing right into the stream, but I hope every time you watch, you learn something. And that's my goal. Hopefully you learned, what stocks are doing today. Maybe you didn't know how the inverted yield curve, how this all works, and maybe why President Trump's pissed off at the federal chairman. It's because of he wants the yield curve back to normal. Once these tariffs actually get signed and resolved, what's actually going to happen to the stock market and bond rates, actually when we get real solid concrete information? So that's what we're watching for. So if you're out there maybe looking to build, buy, or refinance, here's what I'm going to tell you or give you this advice. If you're looking to build, please reach out to the builder's lender. They're probably going to give you the best offer in town. If you'd like me to take a review of it, just email it to me. I'd love to review that and let you know, okay, here's your options that you would have, but in most cases, you're in good situation. If you're looking to buy a house, well, get prepared. We can get you pre-qualified all the way to basically all we need from you is to get a house under contract, appraisal, and title, and we're ready to close. And we're going to scan. Again, we're going to research and monitor rates from 33 different lenders. Now, the refinancing piece gets a little challenging. Where that comes in is you have to be ready because you could see, let's refresh this market and see what it's doing today. It's still down 4 ticks, but the market was up 67 points at the beginning of the day. Now it closed. Where did we close at for the day? Let's see over here the day. So it was positive for the day, but let's look at what happened. If you go through here, here's the bond market for today alone. We started this huge rally. And then went all the way back, and we basically just ended it where we ended yesterday. So we locked in 3 of our clients today right through here, took advantage of these rates before rates started going bad. So I told you yesterday, I'm not locking in my rates until I see this reversal, and we saw it this morning. So I locked in everybody this morning. So if you're with us, you're locked in. So that's it for today's show. I will be back at the closing bell to let you know how all this mess ends for today and maybe give you a little more context of what happened in the economic calendar and what we're expecting for the rest of the week. So thanks for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. Hope you learned something, and I'll see you here at the closing bell. Take care. Bye-bye.